Monday at the Fayetteville Public Library, the world premiere of a documentary based in Fayetteville.
My hope is one day I'll be able to go back to the old country and see my people, the Palestinians and the Israelis, reconcile and live in peace.
It's very hard to hate somebody when you're looking them in the eye.
The groundbreaking ceremony was held for the area's first synagogue in Fayetteville today.
The things that people in the Middle East...
Temple of Peace is the filmed record of the inspiration for and construction of Temple Shalom. The film, created by Hyatt Tushev, follows the story of Fadel Bayari building the first synagogue in Fayetteville.
As a Muslim community member here, I didn't know about this whole, awesome story before I spoke to one of my professors, and I was looking for something that has to do with Muslims, because I come from a Muslim country, to do, and she suggested to do a documentary about this Palestinian Muslim who's building a synagogue. I didn't know about it. It was like a well-kept secret here in Ozark, so once I found out, I thought this is a great story to tell, so I decided to make a documentary about it.
Last week, Hyatt Tushev came to KUAF to discuss his film, Temple of Peace, which will have its world premiere Monday night at 7 at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Once I started my research, before I even started shooting the film, I realized that Muslims and Jews, they used to live in a complete harmony back in Spain, and where they used to build like buildings to each other, and where they lived in the same communities. So I thought, after the research, I thought this whole conflict started like 60 years ago. So it was a modern conflict going on. So I thought people need to know that, it's possible for, people of different religion to actually live in peace. So once I, did my research, I actually spoke to the local community members, the Jews and Muslims and Christians that are, they find living next to each other. And they want to make a difference and be like an example to the rest of the world, this little community here in Ozarks. Yeah.
Did you get a feeling that people you talked to that were connected to the construction of Temple Shalom thought they were, that what they are doing could be making a bigger difference other than just in Fayetteville, the Ozarks, or Northwest Arkansas?
Yeah. To me, this whole... sometimes when I was talking to them, it looked like, they're being a little idealistic when it comes to talking about the people of different faiths living together, especially Jews and Muslims. They talk that they want to be an example to the rest of the world. But there were also other people here who were, putting me back to... reality by talking, but that I should also include the actual situation in Palestine and Israel, the modern conflict. So yes, people here, they're really trying to be a model, but how much impact they're making across the world, we will judge it after watching the movie. I mean, I think that, this community is trying its best to be a model to the rest of the world. How much impact they're making, I don't know.
How long did it take you to make the documentary?
It took me, it was a part of my thesis documentary film. It's a part of my master's degree. So I started working almost 2.5 years ago, back into 2007. So, I thought I'm going to be done with it like in 6 months and I'm going to be editing and I'll write my script and all that. But it took me more than that because the actual construction took 2 years. So, which in a way was nice because I could actually follow from the very beginning when they laid the first brick there to the very end, to the dedication of the Temple Shalom. So the documentary was a chronological story of the whole building being erected from the scratch. And I followed the whole process and I really enjoyed the communication and building my story as far as the documentary goes.
Learn more about construction than you knew beforehand?
I think the construction managers themselves, they learn, a lot about construction process themselves, because in the process of building the synagogue, they had some difficulties themselves as far as the finance goes and logistics and all that. And in the meantime, they had this whole crisis, the economy crisis and all that. Also, there was ice storm too, so that damaged some of it too, the building process. So it was a long, elaborate experience for them and me.
When did you know you were done with the documentary?
with documentaries, you got to stop at some point because you can keep working on it and keep working, trying to make it better. But I decided that I will stop as soon as the building is done. So once the building was done, I sat down, I wrote my script, and my professors at the university, advisors, they helped me to, refinish the script and polish it and edit the documentary. So right now I'm done with it. I don't want to go back to it. So this is it. This is the last version.
Who's seen it so far?
My thesis, documentary film thesis advisors, three of them have seen. And the trailer is online for everybody to watch. So... yeah, not many people, but the world premiere is going to be on October 11th at the Fayetteville Public Library at 7 p.m. So that's going to be the world premiere. And for some reason, I didn't even know about it. Some people, I think it in L.A., it's activists for the peace. They posted on the Huffington Post the whole announcement about it. I didn't know.
Does that make you feel uncomfortable at all, or does it make you feel kind of happy that your work is getting attention from somewhere else?
Yeah, as a new filmmaker, it makes me very uncomfortable when I found out that it's been circulated out there and people are interested. I mean, I got some emails from different kinds of people saying that they're really looking forward to it. You never know. Being in this kind of business, it could pick up and maybe they will start a nationwide premiere nationwide premiere all over the place. Maybe it will pick up. Maybe people in Israel or maybe people in Palestine will watch it. With all the given technology of internet, maybe we can post it online. It's for a non-profit cause. All I wanted to make is, get the message across, because I think this story is really wonderful and really a remarkable story to tell. So I had a feeling that I'm obliged, that I have to tell this story to everybody, to deliver the message of these people in this community trying to live a peaceful life.
Haya Tuchev is the creator of the documentary film Temple of Peace. The premiere screening is scheduled for Monday night, beginning at 7, at the Fayetteville Public Library.